Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Founders Crit, sponsored by Gaper.io. Today we have Natalie. Natalie is the VP of Customers at Customer.io. Natalie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Natalie, a brief background about yourself prior to joining Customer.io.
Yeah, sure. I worked in England for about 7 years for a branded content agency, and we also had our own SaaS product that worked alongside the marketing material that we were creating. So that's where I sort of fell in love with the SaaS world a little bit. Then I moved to America and kept working for that same British-based company, which is where I got a good taste for what remote work would look like and how it was to operate on a team with different time zones that in play. So when I was starting to look for my next move, I had definitely had sort of remote work and SaaS and working with customers on my radars, high priorities. And that's where I found Customer.io.
Nice. And can you tell us about your journey with Customer.io? Almost 3 years now, I guess.
Yes, coming up on 3 years ago. So I joined the team. They had just decided to change the tiers of business that they offered to customers. And they wanted to start rolling out a premium account, which had an expanded support package when lined up next to the basic account. And to do this, they wanted to offer a customer success manager as one of the benefits to upgrading to premium. So I came on as one of three customer success managers. So we were pretty much starting from scratch in terms of saying, what is this support offering going to look like? What does customer success look like for this company? How should it work? What should the process be? Everything was very much starting from a blank page, lots of unanswered questions. But we had a great time just building that from scratch. We really hit our stride, I would say about 18 months in, was when we found that, you know, we had a very, very good retention rate with customers. We had a good grasp on what we were offering to customers and the boundaries in which we were operating. And we'd really gelled well as a team. So that's kind of the journey of the success team. Personally, like I say, I started off as customer success manager, and I moved into the team lead role when we started to look at expanding the team and bringing some more people in to continue serving the growing base of premium customers that we had. And from there, we started to work on combining the success team with our support team. This is when I became director of customers. And then finally, about halfway through last year, we folded our professional services team into the customers team as well. So I'm now VP of customers at Customer.io, taking care of our success team, our technical support team, and our professional services team.
Got it. Thank you so much for that. So I'm now trying to keep the conversation much more relevant towards today's time, you know. Mm-hmm. So in the last 1 year, unfortunate year, but in the last 1 year, you know, we've seen the adaptability of different digital tools escalating compared to the others. So have you seen any kind of transition at that with the product adaptability with Customer.io?
Yeah, so the majority of our customers have been just as fortunate as we are in the sense that they've seen a lot of growth. One of our primary sectors that we serve is the edtech business. So if you imagine you're removing the possibility of going to school, of going to college in person, there's a lot more space for schools to start adopting specific edtech tools. You know, these SaaS companies are built for people to learn easily online. To, you know, their content is all structured around online learning. And that's the world that that people have had to start living in. So that's one of our biggest sectors. And that's been one that's really seen a big boom over the year. other SaaS products such as fitness platforms. Again, with the closing down of gyms, online fitness platforms have just exploded, and we've seen a number of customers do really, really well there. So with our primary use case being the automated communication, we've seen as everyone's life has shifted a lot more from in person to being online, that's where we've seen a lot of our growth coming about. Unfortunately, we have seen a few customers that have struggled to stay alive really during everything that's been going on with COVID. They're much fewer and farther between. And we're thinking about use cases such as concert venues, online ticket booking, travel companies. We do have a few of those, and unfortunately they've been having a really tough time, but for the majority of people, we've seen them either kind of stay on a pretty stable base or have a lot of growth, which we've been supporting as much as we can.
So which brings me down to my next question in regards to being head of customer success and as well as managing the team over Zoom. So is that something you've been able to do easily, or what are the challenges that you came across and how were you able to overcome them?
So again, Customer.io has been very fortunate through the pandemic because we've always been a remote first company. So it wasn't a case of for us anyway, having to make that transition. The company takes care of us very well in terms of making sure that we've all got the equipment and the home office setup that we need. And we haven't really known any world outside of working on Zoom. So that's actually been great. And what has been nice for us is that we've been able to help a lot of our customers who haven't been used to it. We've had a lot of our customers reach out and say, I don't know how to run this team via Zoom. I don't know which apps I should start using that I've never used before. So it's been nice to be able to help and advise people from that sense. One thing that we have historically done is meet up twice a year. We get the whole company together, and that face-to-face time is really, really valuable to us. And we've definitely felt the pain of not having that to look forward to. So in quite an unprecedented position now to be looking at the team and seeing several people that I've never met in person, but I'm working with very closely on a day-to-day basis, which is quite strange. I'm definitely looking forward to getting some FaceTime with them soon.
God. Last question, you know, in regards to your own personal productivity hacks, you know, so because of COVID and especially in winters, you know, what activities are you doing that help you maintain work-life balance as well as mental health and everything? Yeah,
Yeah, that's a good one, and it's been really important for me when I'm thinking about leading a team. Is not just taking care of myself, but also making sure I'm giving everybody else the space to do that for themselves. So for me, it's all about having one thing a day that's just for me that I don't compromise on. So I go out for a run every morning, and that's not negotiable. I don't take any calls over that time. I don't, if someone says, oh, can you just squeeze something in? I say, nope, I'm sorry. I need that to clear my head and be ready to go for the day at work. So that's been my one fixed thing. And also just not feeling bad if I leave on time. that's been a hard one to get into the habit of, because we've been very busy. And you know, there hasn't really been anywhere to go per se physically. It's very easy to just stay at your desk and keep on going because there's nothing else on the schedule. But I've had to be quite strict about saying I am going to leave on time and I'm just going to go sit with my family. So yeah, some strict timekeeping and starting the day off with something that's just for me.
True. Natalie, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm pretty sure we could talk for another 20 to 25 minutes. Marketing team, they just forced me to keep them short and precise.
That's fine, no problem.
Take care and stay safe. Cool.